Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, Brad. I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Can't get my camera on. I don't know what's going on in here. What am I doing? Who am I? Why am I here?
A good start.
We're started. I just can't get my camera on. I don't know what's going on. I hit the button here. Well, we're live. You just can't see us.
I mean, it's a podcast. It doesn't.
You can hear us.
You don't need video.
There we are. Hey, Mark, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I am.
Is everyone in the room together? I was like, I kept hitting the button. It's like, it's not coming on. I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, the audio was up. It's just the video didn't come on. But hey, happy Memorial Day, guys. For all you guys out in TW3 world that's tuning in, checking in, let us know you're there. Make sure you go over to TerryWilson3.com/live. Did you get the Pure Chat up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Reagan's got Pure Chat up. So if you got any questions you would like to ask us, we would love to answer your questions this evening on a special Memorial Day. It's a special day here at the Wilson household.
Ooh, and forgot to hit mute. Sorry about that.
So it sounds like someone's already chimed in.
There we go.
So it's a special day here. We are always very grateful for the people that have purchased our freedom. So we don't take what we do lightly and take this day lightly. So if you've got a special shout out you want to give a veteran, we would love for you to pipe it into the chat, and Reagan will definitely do that and make sure that we honor your veteran. And I tell you, today's episode is about determination and dedication and direction to succeed. The determination, the dedication, and the direction to succeed. And I can't think of a better group of people that embodies those three attributes than our U.S. Armed Forces. And so for those guys who that we stop and we remember today about that, you know, entrepreneurialism is great. Making money is great. Doing things that you enjoy at home. All the things that we talk about on this podcast are wonderful things, are great things, but they're not here by happenstance or accident. Someone at some point, a lot of people laid down their lives so that we could do that. So we give honor for them. Before we get into tonight's show, a little pause for the calls. Our sponsors for tonight's program is our background check company over at TerryWilson3.com/background. If you rent homes, if you're entering contracts with people, if you want to make sure you've got the type of neighbors you want to be, anytime you want to run a free background check on someone to make sure that you know those who are around you, know the good book says know those who labor among you. If you're going to go into a contract, hire someone or anything else, go to TerryWilson3.com/background and just make sure you know who you're working with. The call center that we use at TerryWilson3.com is a company called RingCentral. We love RingCentral. It manages our call center, and we've got thousands of extensions at our call center. It does a great job. It never fails. It's always there. It's cloud-based. It's very affordable. You can get a 30-day free trial at TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral. That's TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral. Check them out. You've also heard me say earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. You know, success just doesn't come by happenstance or circumstance. It's fought for and it's struggled for. And that's why we give away free audiobooks and free books. And encourage you to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. Get a free audiobook for trying out their services for 30 days. And then you can keep that book if you decide not to keep the service. So those are our sponsors for tonight. Tonight we are talking about dedication, determination, and direction, and why it takes all three to make that happen, to have that. And we are lucky enough to have not only a great recruiter, a great coach, a friend that we met at the ELT conference, but also a veteran as well, Mr. Mark Griffin. Mark, are you with us tonight?
You know it. Yes, I am.
Mark, how long did you serve in the military?
20 years. 20 years in one day.
20 years in one day.
Yep. I was in back during the Cold War with Ronald Reagan.
Really? I went in. You went back that far? You're not.
Yes, sir, I did.
No, you're not old enough to be back in that day. Really?
Yeah, doesn't look like. Yep, we had the hammer pants and
MC Hammer pants.
Yeah,
singing "Can't Touch This."
Can't touch this. Yeah.
Well,
all that. Yeah, did the beef and all that. Yep, that was my day.
Were you part of the first Gulf War back in the early 90s?
Yeah, well, no, yes and no. I was actually stationed in, and some people are going to moan when they hear this, but they actually stationed me in Puerto Rico. So during the first Gulf War, I was actually in Puerto Rico. You know, we were actually doing drug ops.
Gotcha.
In South America.
Okay. Well, I thought if you said Hawaii, I was going to groan. I was stationed in Hawaii suffering for the country's sake, you know.
That would have
got a groan. So, well, thank you so much. I know your military training has a lot to do with, your drive and determination to succeed. So I know that had a lot to do with it. I love being around military guys because I think it's just, I don't know if the military does that to you or you're just born with it and that's why you were drawn to the military, but it just seems like a lot of the veterans I'm around, a lot of the military guys I'm around and girls, they have this sensibility about laying down their lives for something greater than themselves. You know, just that thing of sacrifice. And, when I go in and offering coaching and offering our platform to help people start their own business, you know, I love it when I'm talking to a veteran because I know there's certain mindsets that you're just not going to have to struggle with and try to push. They've already got it. Matter of fact, they're pulling you sometimes and you're one of those guys. I mean, it's just like, you know, you can have excuses or you can have results, but you can't have both. You don't have to tell it to a vet.
Because the mission's got to get done. No matter what, it doesn't matter. No excuses don't matter. I don't want to hear. I don't. Someone could have died. I mean, anything could happen. But at the end of the day, the mission's got to get done. The plane. You know, I worked on planes, so you know the bird has to get in the air. The mission has to get done. So no excuses. We got to get it done, no matter what.
And that translates so into business like well, doesn't it? Yeah.
You know, it does. It does. It's kind of funny when I transition from they say from gray to blue,
right?
Navy gray to corporate blue. There are a lot of business people, entrepreneurs, and I'm not going to knock them because of their priorities. You know, obviously their priorities are set because of whatever experience they went through, but they wonder why they didn't get certain results,
right?
And to me, it was obvious. I mean, your work ethic really is lacking. You know, I'm not going to really, judge person, but it's like, hey, I'll be a friend.
I mean, it's just there's a certain, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but, you know, people that are successful, even people that are in our business that are knocking down six figures and mid six figures. I mean, high income earners, you know, there's a certain amount of almost, and I don't mean it in a derogatory, but there's almost a desperation about them. It's like they don't rest. They don't sleep. You know, it's like, does that make sense? Or is that just me?
Yeah, it does. You should. Oh man, if my wife were here, because I get up at like 4:30 to just I start working on stuff, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I got to get this project done."
Yeah.
Like, she's like, "Go back to sleep." I'm like, "I'll sleep later. I got to get this project done." You know, and I mean, it's just until it's done. You know, it's still kind of mission ready. Still need to rock and roll. Need to make it happen. You know, it's funny you mentioned that.
Well, I mean, because it to me, what I've experienced is you have it in your head. Oh, if I only got to this level or achieved this goal, when it could be financial or business or whatever. For me, it seems like I get there and I goes, you know, that's nice. But then there's this, you know, and I know Paul says to be content in all things, and I get that. I mean, we need to be content. I'm not advocating, you know, this, all consuming, insatiable, you know, never resting soul. I'm not saying that, but I don't like to settle. Does that make sense? You know, and I was that way on my horn when I was playing horn, keyboard, whatever I went after. It was like, okay, I've learned this. Now I'd like to learn. And you never settle. You never relax. You never, it's like, okay. And then you just rest on your laurels because, man, I've learned in business because I did that at one time. And boy, it came back right and bit me in the rear because the world changed on me in just a matter of a year. And I wasn't prepared for all the economic shifts, the changes in the economy, the changes in technology, all the things that were changing because I just sort of put it on cruise control, you know, hey, I'm making money, I'm happy, and you know, it's always gonna be this way. I got that mindset, boy, I got bit in the butt.
Right. And we talk about being content. And I think sometimes we take being content as almost being lazy. And you know the difference. You know what I mean? Like you said yourself, you rest on your laurels.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, there is a, and you know, I went to school for religious studies. That's where my degree is actually in. There's a, you know, a theology, a thought of, you know, this lust, this, I got to make more. That's an unhealthy sort of thing.
Right.
You know, this is just what I do. This is how I operate on a day-to-day basis. You know, something that came to mind when you were talking earlier was a lot of times people will focus on the goal, focus on the money. And don't get me wrong, we all have bills to pay. You know, sure. We got to keep the lights on. We got to keep food on the table. But at the end of the day, if you're doing the right activities consistently, the money will come. It's just a matter of knowing what the right things are. Living and dying by your schedule. Don't compromise your schedule. You know, and don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying work all the time. What I am saying is, you know, schedule what you're doing, make sure it gets done, and then also have time for yourself, for your family, and those things because you have to have balance.
Right. Right. And to be honest, for a lot of entrepreneurs, that's hard. Because for me, I'll just tell you, I love what I do. You know, now Reagan, he's staring at me. He's like, yeah, but you get mad a lot. Because I get intense, but I love what I do. I really do.
Right.
I enjoy it and it's not work. And so when you're getting, you know, Reagan, if you got paid to play basketball, think about it for just a second. If you're a professional basketball player and you love basketball, you love watching it, you love playing it, you love talking it, you love debating it.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be difficult to have a work-life balance because you would be basketball all the time, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's funny, though, because, you know.
And that reminds me of Michael Jordan. Yeah. He is amazing, isn't he?
Do what? What'd you say?
I said, and that reminds you of Michael Jordan. He is amazing.
Michael
he?
Jordan is the GOAT, and he really is. And I think I appreciate you bringing that up, Mark.
Greatest legacy of all time, that's for sure.
We're going to chase a rabbit. We got any questions in the chat room? I know we're.
We don't have any. Well, we do actually have a couple questions if we're ready to go for it. But
yeah, go right ahead. I do want to pose this to everyone that's, I don't know how many was watching us live. If you, I know a lot of people watch the recordings. If you're on live, and you want to ask us a question in real time, the chat box is over at terrywilson3.com/live. There'll be a little icon with my little pretty face, face for radio. It'll be down there in the bottom corner, and it says live chat. Just click on it and post your questions. It goes to Reagan. He can ask, and I either Mark or I or Reagan will answer it. So.
Want to wish Jonathan happy birthday. It's his birthday today.
Jonathan, happy birthday from the TW3 family.
And we're getting
happy birthday, Jonathan.
We're getting Jane's segment later, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because she had some shout outs. Say hey to Tracy.
Tracy, all the way from Arizona. I hope that baby's healthy and you're becoming wealthy as always, and everything is going well, and you're having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend out there, and everyone's doing well. Listen, I did want to pose a question for our chat room. How much weekly income? What's your goal? Just tell us, you know, roughly. I want to know two things. I want to know, what's your weekly income goal right now, and what is the time you're willing to give for that? Because that'll play into our determination, our dedication, and our direction. Those are the three things we're focusing on tonight in episode 321, determination, dedication, and direction. Mark, I don't know if, you know, you've probably been in the church world and other areas of life like I have. And, you know, it's not enough to be determined about something. And I'll give a quick example. For many, many years, I served as either on staff as a music director at a church or a volunteer at my home church as the assistant music director. And one of the things that's always, you know, most people like music or relate to it in some way, form, or fashion, especially in the church world, because music is so, you know, crucial to Western evangelical Christian, you know, church, as we know church as. And right. You'll run into people, man, I love it. They'll start throwing out the spiritual or religious terms. I'm just called, I've been gifted to do this. And then you'll have them rehearse and they can't sing a lick. I mean, they can't carry a tune in the bucket. They're tone deaf. They don't have a sense of timing. All of the things that, you know, we define as pleasurable to listen to, they lack in some way. And I don't mean to be, I mean, you know, God don't make junk. Everyone's gifted in different areas, but it's just amazing. You'll hear, I'm just, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. And, you'll have the rehearsal or you'll have the tryout and, it's painfully obvious for anyone that hears pitch or understands timing. It might not be your thing. I know. Let's have a spelling contest. Refer back to an old Western movie. You know, dedication and determination is not enough because, you know, the unfortunate thing is, and I've seen this, people will spend a lifetime dedicated and determined, but it's that third pillar, and they don't have the right direction. They're not pointed in the right direction. And that's why, you know, it's so important. You know, sometimes people get excited about entrepreneurialism. They get excited about, but, you know, and I think everyone should have their own thing. I'm a huge advocate. Everyone should have their own gig, whether it's a side gig, a full-time gig, you know, because I think everyone was created for, by, and for the purposes of greatness. You know, you were created by a creator to be creative. And it's hard to be creative when you're working in a cubicle for someone else. And so I just think there's this innate thing in all of us that we want to express who we are, and entrepreneurialism affords that. But the thing that breaks my heart is so many times people have given up on entrepreneurialism. People have given up on trying doing their own thing is because they got involved with some thrill, pill, lotion, or potion, as we like to say at TW3. And then they're burned out. And they walk away with the misnomer, with the misunderstanding that, well, it just must not be for me. You know, if people thought that singing was the only way that you could attend and be a part of church, then that really limits to the people that only can sing, right? And that, and so people walk into the business the same way. They've got involved with one particular business, and because they're not the greatest person to sell health products, or they're not the greatest person to sell insurance products or real estate products or even sell, they just assume, well, I can't be my own boss. I can't have my own gig. And isn't that just, it's so far from the truth. It's just a matter of finding that niche that's right for you and then coming up with that strategy that will work for you. That's why I'm so excited about what we offer at TW3. What do you have to say about that, Mark?
Yeah. Well, there was this guy, and he had three guys that worked for him, right?
Yeah.
And he gave one guy a coin, gave another guy two coins, or three coins, five coins, gave him five coins. And yeah, I gave one guy two coins, another guy three coins, five coins. In any case, he went away, and the job was to take that money and to multiply it.
Right.
And when the guy came back, you know, one guy had increased his money, you know, doubled it. So the guy was, you know, very happy. The other guy, same thing, you know, he doubled the money. He didn't have as much money, but he still doubled it, you know. So they both got, you know, rewarded for what they did. Then the last guy only got one coin. He just said, well, I just kind of buried it. I didn't really do anything with it. And here it is back. And the guy was upset, right? So he said, well, you could at least put it in the bank. I could have got my interest back, you know.
Right.
And he ended up firing the guy, you know. Guy didn't have a job or any way to go. And the point of it is that, you know, each person has, and you know very well that I'm using the parable of the
past. Oh, I know. I knew where that story was going as soon as you started telling it.
Right. So the fact of the matter is we all have so many talents. We have money. We have, you know, it's a kind of metaphorical, right? It could be money. It could be, you know, our ability in certain areas. But the fact of the matter is that, and this kind of does go towards what we mentioned earlier in being content, right?
Right.
That where our level of ability is, isn't the same as that other guy, but because the other guy is more successful than you in whatever they're doing, it doesn't make you a failure, okay? It doesn't make you a failure. You just had your eyes focused on something that it shouldn't be focused on.
Right.
You know, maybe there's areas that you don't realize that you're affecting. You know, maybe you have a very strong family life that this guy who had the 10 talents, the 10 coins, his family's life is horrible.
Right.
But you're absolutely amazing with your family, your amazing relationships, or you're pouring into other people, or, you know, there's different other things that you're missing. But you have, everyone has some place where they are absolutely amazing, but sometimes they just don't see it.
Yeah, it's finding that zone of genius, not that zone of mediocrity. And
right. That's
the trick. And, you know, one of the criticisms we get about our platform sometimes is, well, Terry, why are you offering so much? You've got a blog, you got a dialer, you got a texter, you got an email system, you got ways to sell your system to make money. You've got a way to sell leads to other people to make money. You got a way to make money with referral. And my answer is simply this, because the reason it has to be so diverse is because people are so diverse. One mm-hmm. size does not fit all. I honestly believe it's our diversity that's allowed us to last and coming up on 10 years. You know, you see these business opportunities and these different products come and go all the time. You know, the latest, greatest fad. I mean, right now there's a company out there that's selling these landing pages and opt-in forms. And, you know, it's the latest craze right now. 5 years ago, it was a voice broadcast dialer. Then it was bulk emailer. I mean, it takes, you know, it really takes a holistic approach. And that's what I was talking about last week. You know, so many times you get involved with one of these platforms like ours, you either focus all on the technical stuff and it's all X's and O's. But the problem is with that is the X's and O's change all the time. Someone asked me the other day, why don't you do a step-by-step video on this right here? And I said, I'll tell you why. Because what you're asking about is something that changes every 30 days. It's technology. That's all I'd be doing is making videos. So what I do, the training I offer when on the technical stuff, some of it I can get in knee deep because it's a type of technology that when it changes, yeah, it changes, but it doesn't change that much. Okay. If you understand this principle here that was recorded 2 years ago, then even though it's changed a little bit since then, you sort of get the gist. Some of it you can't do that. And the reason why I focus on that and the mindset stuff is because I tell people all the time, you know, as a man thinks, that's what's going to happen. You're living out your life. What you're experiencing right now is a result of how you've reacted to the good stuff in life, the bad stuff in life. It all comes down to those three things that we're talking about tonight that the military embodies, I think, so much: our dedication, our determination, and our direction. Reagan, you said we had a question, so I want to get over to
it. Oh, we did. It's on the software. Someone was asking, is there a limit to how many blogs they can create?
Nope. There's absolutely no limit to how many blog posts they can create. Now, you have one blog, but that particular blog can have multiple posts, and it can be divided up into different areas. So, like me and Mark are talking about tonight, you know, we are all very complex people that love multiple things. Mark is a military guy. He's a veteran. He's a coach with us. He's got a spiritual and religious background such as I. So those are three things right there I know he's got an interest in and could work in. And so he could blog and set up, you know, categories within his blog with three different types of categories with his blog curator, run traffic to that and monetize that traffic with some of our referral marketing partners. And that's what's so unique about TW3 as opposed to some of these other quote-unquote business opportunities or anything else is because it's, you take these tools and you wrap it around what you're wanting to do rather than you trying to wrap yourself around a particular tool.
Cool. Tracy says 10 grand a week and won't stop until it happens.
Tracy, if anybody can do it, I know you can do it. And 10 grand a week is really just one APS system. Or just a few elite packages. And here's the thing about Tracy is one of our elite members. And so is Mark. The beautiful thing about that is if you will sell a couple plus packages and maybe elite package a week, you're getting that commission. Yes, but you're also getting that $50 a month residual. And Reagan can tell you, Tracy, and of course, you know it. You've been in a business that $50 a month adds up pretty darn quick, and you start developing coaching packages like Tracy has, and Mark has, and Gary has, and Jeff has, and some of our other guys. I mean, you can really grow a home based business wrapped around what you want.
We got a question coming in. What is the difference in a blog and a website, or is it one and the same?
A website is a site of multiple pages. It can have an about me page. It can have a store. It can have a podcast. It can have all different types of content. That's what a website is. A blog is typically something that's on a website that has multiple posts. So for instance, let's just take it over to, if I've got my site here. We'll just go over to my site real quick and I'll bring it up. If you're listening to the audio podcast, I'm bringing up my website right now. You'll see that I have a store item right here. And matter of fact, this is a good segue. I'll answer your question and promote this. This right here is our ELT conference that happened back in March. If you weren't able to make it, we're selling it for $497. Of course, you can buy it. But if you'd like to get it for free, all you have to do is buy a plus or an elite package from one of my members before the end of the month. And you will get this at an addition. That's 8 hours, over 8 hours of training, the PDF booked to the conference, all the giveaways, the page templates, everything we had there, the graphic extras that we did, everything that we did in that conference and all the training is right there. People paid anywhere from $12.97 to $29.97 to attend this. We're selling the recording of it for $4.97. And you can get that for free. All you have to do is buy a Plus or Elite package from one of our members, and that's going to be thrown in, but you have to buy it before the end of the month. Now, this package right here that's on my website, that is in my store, which is on my website. If I go over to my blog, just so you can see the difference between a page on my particular site and my blog, if you go over here, you'll see all these different blog posts, and some of my blog posts are actually in writing, like this one right here. And then some of them are podcasts, like what we're recording tonight. So any of the podcasts that I've recorded over the last several years, you can go back and listen to. The reason I do these podcasts, if you'll remember at the front end, I said, here's our sponsors. When you go over there and just go there, in some instances, you don't even have to try it. I get paid. And see, I equip my members to be able to do exactly what I'm doing. We make a pretty healthy income. Matter of fact, going to Vegas here in just a couple days, and go on vacations quite a bit throughout the year. We homeschool. We have 5 kids from home. Not bragging or anything, but we have a great lifestyle working a few hours a week. Why? Because we know how to do online marketing. How do we do online marketing? With all of these various tools. And we do it, there's different strategies. So there's not just one way of doing it. There's multiple ways of doing it. And what we do is we work with you, our coaches, our trainers like Mark and all of our other coaches that are, especially our elite trainers, they work with you. They figure out what is it that you like to do. But all of our coaches are equipped to do that. And once they work with you, figure out what are you trying to do, and then they give you a path forward. And what we do on the front end is we say, do these basic 5-6 steps first. Let's start making money. Here's the fastest, easiest, quickest way to make money. Do that first, because while you're doing that, what's happening is two things, twofold. Number one, you're earning money. And number two, you're learning some skill sets that you're going to need to know how to do so that you can then branch out. And so that's the way our whole system works. But this blog right here, what this is just multiple posts of different things I've done. And it's on my website that's got a store, that's got, you know, pages. Like you can go to my homepage right here and you can see all different types of content, like, you know, the different packages we have, video demonstrations of those packages and all that. So that's how that works. That's a great question.
That's the only question. Okay, cool. Right now,
so I want to give a quick shout out, because we promised Mark that if anybody wanted to give a shout out to a particular person that we would. And we had a couple of them come in. So I want to play a few of them while we're in the middle of our show today and make sure we get this done before we go any further, because I want to make sure that we honor people and, you know, we tell the people that are on the line protecting our great country, we want to make sure that we give honor where honor is due. So here's our first one.
First of all, I want to honor my father, who was a World War II Navy veteran who served in the South Pacific. And next, I want to honor my son, a U.S. Marine, and my youngest son and daughter-in-law, who are currently serving in the United States Air Force. And lastly, but not at all least, I want to thank and honor all the veterans who has served this great country, and especially those who have fallen in service to help protect our freedom. Thank you.
That was Miss Jane. Thank you for calling in, Jane, and offering that gratitude. I'm right there with you. I mean, where would we be if men and women didn't just unselfishly give them themselves? You know, the good book says no greater love a man has than he lay down his life for his friends. And these people, you know, a lot of these people that have died for my freedom don't even know me. And so I can't begin to thank people enough. Mark, you've got a very unique coaching package. And one of the things that you were talking about as we were talking the other day is unanswered questions that people have got to answer if they're going to do business. Do you want to give a little bit, give a shout out about that particular coaching package and what it's all about and those questions that the entrepreneurs need to know how to answer if they're ever going to be successful?
Yeah, absolutely. And my store, I'm put out there, CW3CoachingStore.com, if you're looking. In any case, so I've been doing coaching for a long time. I started in digital marketing back in 2009. I've always had a heart for, you know, helping people move forward. And initially I was very disappointed in my results because a lot of times, you know, I'd have webinars, I'd have live, you know, sessions at, you know, at different venues, and I would teach. And now the problem I was finding was a lot of people were not, I wasn't connecting. I was speaking English, but I wasn't connecting. So, you know, over time, I've learned that I have to start with a very fundamental approach with things. A lot of mindset before we get into the technical, because as I teach, as I coach, I teach the fundamentals so that we can always fall back on those as we move forward into the more advanced things. Okay, that all being said, there's three things that I always teach. The one is what I call the four unasked questions. And what that is when you are in sales, and this is, I mean, this is sales, I mean, you're selling a car, you're selling a TW3 package, you're selling, you know, you're selling yourself to for a date, whatever. But there are certain questions that the other person is asking, right?
Right.
And they're not going to ask it to you. But if you do not address these questions, you won't move forward, and you won't know why. So the first of these four questions is going to be, do you care for me? You know, is there any level of compassion? You know, you may be good at what you do. You might be, you know, very smart. But if I don't feel that you're in my corner,
right,
that, you know, if you know, something gets a little tough and you're just kind of in it for the money or in it for, you know, for yourself, then, you know, it probably won't work. Terry, you probably heard, I know you've heard it because I think I heard you talk about it before, the that thing is the everyone's favorite radio station. Is
oh, my favorite.
FM.
Yes, I listen to it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, what's in it for me?
Yeah, WIFM, what's in it for me?
Right. And when we teach, you know, we have to adopt a language that recognizes that the other person is listening and is trying to find out what's in this for me.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So the first of that is, do you care for me? The next one is, can you even help me? Because, okay, maybe you're a good guy. You know, you're a nice guy. I like you. You know, you got straight teeth, whatever. But I'm just, you know.
They're not from South Carolina.
But you know, are you an expert? Do you know what you're doing? Is where your expertise lie, is that going to help my problem?
Right.
And so that's another thing. And you know, when you're in sales, you have to be an active listener, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, you have to listen to what those pain points are for that person. So when you're communicating with them, you want to make sure that they know, hey, yeah, I can help you. And yes, I'm in your corner. I do care about you. I care about your wearability, and I care what's going on with you. Then the third question is going to be, can I trust you? So a person, they can be caring, they can be concerned, they can, you know, be in that arena. They could maybe, you know, help. But somewhere those two things have to match. It's like A plus B, A equals C. Well, C in this case is going to be trust.
Right,
and
right.
And they have to, you take those first two elements, and if it doesn't equal trust, you're not connecting. There's something wrong. There's something that's missing. Something that hasn't been connected. A lot of times in sales, it doesn't matter what you sell. Just in sales, usually the person, if they haven't made the sales, usually because of the money or because they didn't explain something right.
Right.
So in this case, we're not talking about money. So something's not right. But then the last question is, do I like you? And sometimes you smile, but everyone who's listening at some point in time has met somebody who they were caring, they had the expertise, they are trustworthy, but you just didn't like them.
Right.
I mean, there was just something about them that just kind of rubbed you the wrong way. And, you know, Terry, I mean, you know, we brought up, you know, how, you know, your personality is going to resonate with certain people and my personality is going to resonate with certain people.
Right.
It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with us or wrong with them. It's just kind of human nature.
Absolutely.
Birds of a feather and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I expound on that a little bit more, but that's the gist of it. And I think that it is so important that entrepreneurs understand that and communicate with that in mind.
Well, one thing, you know, a paradigm shift that I try to instill in our new members that are just coming, because so many of them are coming from insurance, real estate, direct sales, and they have been conditioned to think, oh my gosh, I've got to sell to every person I meet, you know, because they don't come from an industry where leads are just a plenty, you know, they've got this anxiety, this angst about them that, okay, I'm in front of someone, I've got to close them. And, you know, you've heard it in my training, and I love that, which you talked about the three questions and the fourth one, do I like you? You know, they might like you and you not like them, you know, and in our business, you know, we don't teach our members to sell anything. We teach our members to be a consultant and offer value. And if that means that they buy a training, a coaching, a tool from you, then great. But if that means you referring them over to something else, great. The main thing is to offer value. And that sometimes is a very difficult paradigm shift. It was for me. You know, because I came from, you know, direct sales when I was doing, you know, home-based sales. And then, you know, I was in the music business for a while. And then I got into the insurance. And my gosh, if you want to see a racket, go into the insurance business and try to buy a lead. I mean, that is a racket.
Yeah.
You know, because you've been in there, and you know, because you were appointed with some of the same companies. These lead generation companies, they sell the same lead to 25 and 30 different agents. And the lead that they're selling is a lot of times people that had signed up wanting a free iPad. They didn't even want insurance.
Yeah.
And so the people are ticked off that you're the 40th person that called them saying, hey, Mrs. Jones, this is Terry with fill in the blank insurance company. And they're like, why are you calling me? And so when you've been conditioned by doing business that way, you've got this mindset, oh my God, I gotta, you know, cause I just spent $25 on that lead or $15 on that lead or whatever. And then, you know, and so I love those questions cause, you know, are you trustworthy? Or can you build rapport and authority? Are you competent? You know, are you likable? Mm-hmm. Well, that's all good stuff. Mm-hmm. Very good stuff. And so if you're out there and maybe you're a TW3 member, or maybe you're not a member yet, but you would like to improve your conversion, those four questions that Mark just brought up will help you. If you want to connect with Mark, his website is tw3coaching.com, tw3coaching.com. You can go there and connect with him, and he can help you out if you want to ramp up your conversions. Yeah. I tell you, having great coaches and great mentors like you and like Tracy and like Jeff and like Gary, I'm telling you, it just, I feel more proud about this business because of you guys than anything else. I have to tell you, just because I love the fact that we have quality people offering quality and value to our members. You got any other?
No, Tracy said that was awesome though.
Okay,
Mark's thing was awesome.
Good deal. Well, that speaks volumes. If Tracy's giving you a kudo, you've just got a big amen, because she's a great.
Thanks, Tracy. Yeah. I appreciate that.
She's awesome. I wanted to give another shout out real quick. We had another one come in via email. They couldn't call in. So let me get this pulled up over here so that I can pull them up. But let's see here. This is Matt Coomer, and he writes, I personally spent 12 years serving in the military. I lost a good friend of mine being Memorial Day and all, Dustin Fitzgerald. I would like to recognize. He was killed in Iraq driving a Humvee, trying to avoid enemy fire when it rolled over on a hill and crushing him. I have attached his picture in this email. Thanks, Matt Coomer. Matt, I didn't get the picture of him, but I did get your email. And our thoughts and prayers are with the Fitzgerald family. And our greatest thank you that we could muster up, Matt, is with you for doing that. Absolutely. And giving of yourself. So thank you so much for your service. So, guys, if you want a means, a method, a mechanism, a way of taking your business and your life to new levels, you need tools. We offer the tools. You need training. We offer the training. You need to get sharp on some of the new technology because it's just the reality of the world. The whole world is connected via the internet nowadays. And so the greatest skill set you can ever learn is how to make sense out of that thing that sits on your desk or that thing that you hold in your hand like this, because I mean, that's how you connect to the world today. You don't have to be a rock star salesperson, but you got to know how to connect people and connect them with other people that are rock star salespeople and let them make the money and you get the referral. That's the whole thing about RMP. So if you like to sell, we've got a solution for you. If you don't like to sell, we've got a solution for you. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted, as I've said before, and you want a legitimate way to take control of your career, take control of your income, then today's the day. You're not promised tomorrow. You know, Tony Robbins says if you want massive results, you have to take massive action. If it is insane to assume you're going to have a different tomorrow if you don't engage in different activity today. That's just the way it works. And so if we're not the solution for you, if we're not the thing that's going to get you the next level, our guys are trained to show you other opportunities that might be. And so we encourage you to connect with them. And I play this this last bit. I play this.
Lost audio.
Do what now? Did you say something, Mark? I'm sorry. I lost Mark. Yep, we lost him. Mark, I'm sorry. He went away. I heard the phone click, so I must have lost him. So apologize there. But Mark did a great job. We're about to wrap it up anyway, so I'll connect with you later, Mark, if you're listening to the live stream. But apparently the phone system and service just went down. But there is a great scene, Reagan, and I'm not going to play it. But I encourage you guys, Demi Moore is being asked in the courtroom scene in A Few Good Men, why do you like them so much? And she says, because they stand on a wall. And they said, not tonight, not on my watch. And so I have the greatest affinity for people that policemen and firemen and anybody that just serves their country, their people, their pastors, you guys out there, anybody, you know, I think that's what makes society. That's what makes our country. That's what makes us great. Is our people. I know that's what makes this company great. People like Mark and people like Jeff and people like Tracy and people like, I mean, we got thousands. I can't name them all, but we've got a lot of just great people that's been with us for a long time. But I do want to bring up that offer one more time. If you've worked with any of my reps and you would like to get a free package here where you can get our elite conference. If you'd like to get our elite conference there package, it's $497. We sell it through the store. You can buy it today, but you can get it for free just by becoming a plus member or an elite member. Go over to terrywilson3.com/store. It's right over there. You'll actually see it. Let me pull it up here if I can so that people can see it on the screen. But it's over there. You can see that. You can buy it today if you want, or you can enroll today and you know, become a plus member, an elite member, and get that. And you're already going to have tons of training. And if you're become a plus member, elite member, I'm going to tell you to table this and not watch it until you go through steps 1 through 6. Okay? Because I don't want to get you confused. But then you're going to have this. It's over 8 hours of one-on-one training that we did with our members at that ELT conference. You're going to have the PDF conference program. You're going to have page templates that we give. You're going to have soundtrack templates that we give. We're going to have extra graphics and stuff. You're going to have a ton of stuff that all of our ELT people that attended got. You're going to get that as well for $497 if you buy it, or you're going to get it for free by becoming a member before the end of this month. See you. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.